I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
How we doing? Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Rookie Sauce Gardner going to join us coming up 20 minutes from now. First team All-Pro in his rookie season. Also did make the Pro Bowl, and we'll ask him a bunch of questions about Aaron Rodgers. And could that be a move that the Jets do explore this offseason? Because down the hall, and we broadcast, as you know, out of New York, and right next to us, the studio over is WFAN. That's been the biggest topic of conversation. Is Aaron Rodgers going to get traded to the Jets? Is Aaron Rodgers going to get traded to the Jets? And Nathaniel Hackett today gets hired as the Jets offensive coordinator. Now, I know that everyone's going to look at that and say, oh, that means they're doing everything they can to go make the Jets as attractive as possible for Aaron Rodgers. There is a Robert Saleh connection before with Nathaniel Hackett. They worked together in Jacksonville. And if you're going to tell me you're bringing Nathaniel Hackett just not for the potential attempt to go get Aaron Rodgers, how do you justify this? I guess there's two ways to justify it. Well, when he was with Rodgers, Rodgers won two MVP awards, which I don't think is this great endorsement, by the way. Clearly, it's a great accomplishment for Rodgers, but did it really matter who the offensive coordinator was in Green Bay? Did it really matter who worked with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? Because for everyone that tells me, oh, Nathaniel Hackett was the OC when you had this Rodgers return to greatness after like 2 years of him not playing the best football in the world, everyone that is saying that then when you talk just strictly about Green Bay are the same people that don't want to give Mike McCarthy like any credit for when the Packers won a Super Bowl. So you got to have it both ways. If you don't really want to give a lot of credit to Nathaniel Hackett, or you do want to give credit to Nathaniel Hackett for his work with Aaron Rodgers, then you also have to give credit to Mike McCarthy for winning a Super Bowl as a head coach, where I do think a lot of Packers fans go, oh, that was all Rodgers, especially with the way that the relationship played out. And then for like Nathaniel Hackett, it's, oh, that's a big loss when he walked out the door. And a lot of Packers fans wanted Nathaniel Hackett to come on back this offseason once he got fired by the Denver Broncos. So I don't know about you, Hickey. I don't think it's a strong argument to talk about the MVP awards that Rodgers won with Nathaniel Hackett to justify this hire with the New York Jets.
Not at all, which is why if I'm Robert Saleh, I'm not putting my job at risk of Nathaniel Hackett's ability to convince Aaron Rodgers to come to New York.
Your guy, Nathaniel Hackett, though. It's your guy.
Well, I thought he was going to,
you're a big supporter
cater to Russ. And again, I shame on me for thinking that it was going to be an easy job. Just basically saying, hey, let Russ cook. Boy, could that not work.
Well, the best argument that you have, and I know we're going back years ago, is Blake Bortles threw 30-something touchdown passes and got to an AFC title game under Nathaniel Hackett. That would be probably your best argument if we're reaching here to justify this hire to make it something other than Aaron Rodgers. Like, other than you're bringing Nathaniel Hackett to go on out there and get Aaron Rodgers, to make Aaron Rodgers want to give you the two thumbs up that he'd be interested in joining the New York Jets. But you also got to remember this, and I'll give credit to Marco, because Marco said this right when we found out that you weren't going to have LaFleur come back as the OC for the New York Jets. It's tough to kind of hire an offensive coordinator in this league when you're not in a desirable situation on the offensive side of the ball, and also when your coach is on the hot seat. Because if Robert Saleh, regardless of who is the quarterback this year, if he doesn't make the playoffs, he will be done after this season as the head coach of the Jets. If he doesn't make the playoffs in year three, he will be out. So not that this is some attractive name. Not that this is some great name that you all of a sudden have a lot of confidence in. Like, who else were you going to hire, Hickey, if you weren't going to bring in Nathaniel Hackett? Like, I don't think that, I think the Jets as a team, right, if I'm a quarterback, could be an attractive destination because it seems like they're a quarterback away from being in the playoffs. But if you don't get that quarterback and you take that job as an offensive coordinator, you have to make magic maybe out of Zach Wilson this year, or you got to hope that Mike White's going to be able to get through an entire season, or you go on out there and you bring in Jimmy G, who's also always banged up. Now, maybe it's Derek Carr. Like, I do think that's a tough sell if you are an offensive coordinator and you're looking for a job, and that's why you get the retreads or you get the fired head coaches. It is kind of similar to the Panthers' job last year. Like, defensively, they're set. The coach got to go make the playoffs on offense. Yeah, I know they had Christian McCaffrey, but McCaffrey was hurt for those two seasons. You got DJ Moore, and the Jets got some pieces. Gonna have Breece Hall coming off an injury. You got Garrett Wilson, who may win the Rookie of the Year. You got Elijah Moore. But if you don't have a quarterback in this league, you're not going to have a lot of success. And look who the Panthers had to settle on last year. It was Ben McAdoo, which was not an inspiring hire. So I do think it's tough, Hickey, to make an inspiring hire at the OC spot when you don't have a quarterback.
I get the challenges. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, again, you're looking at a guy where we're trying to, you know, look at what he did in 2017 in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's the actual play caller, has not had an offense outside of that 1 year, finished even in the top half of the league in either yards or points outside of that, which is not good whatsoever and not inspiring. So I get, yes, there are challenges. It's not a spot where, you know, everyone's running to and the line has been forming for weeks to fill Mike LaFleur's job. I get that. But again, just coming off the year, just this past year, coming off his prior OC experience, he was actually calling the plays and having a hand in the playbook, and not having Aaron Rodgers, you know, who already won, what, two MVPs, right, by that point before he even got there, by your side, it's not been very pretty whatsoever.
I will say, though, Nathaniel Hackett turns out to be an absolute legend. Legend. If the Jets do go get Nathaniel Hackett, do go get Aaron Rodgers. Because, you know, every Jet fan's going to be like, they got his guy, and he convinced them to say yes to the Jets. It would be so funny, optically, how we look at Nathaniel Hackett right now, how all football fans look at Nathaniel Hackett, if that ends up being the guy that they end up going and getting, if they get Rodgers. Hackett would then would be like a god in New York.
He said no to the Broncos last year, and he said yes to the Jets this year. Yeah, you're probably right about that. If it works out, for at least for the first game, he'll be revered.
So give me some of these destinations here for Aaron Rodgers, and I will try to be the GM that convinces Aaron Rodgers on why, even though he doesn't have a no-trade clause, he could always threaten retirement, why Rodgers should accept the trade if the Packers do move in the direction like we think they will, and they'll trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason.
Let's start right here at the crux of the conversation, the New York Jets. You, sir, Joe Douglas.
I think it's the sell is this. We almost made the playoffs last year when the entire locker room hated Zach Wilson, when Mike White was playing well but then got hurt. We have a young, hungry defense. We have a potentially elite defense here with Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. So you're probably only going to have to get to 20-something points a game. And on offense, we have two tremendous young wide receivers. Garrett Wilson, by the way, which is now a proven talent in this league. We will go get you another wide receiver, maybe in the trade market this year or free agency. And we got Breece Hall coming back from injury. That would be my sell to him. The young developing team. And Aaron, everyone says this is now a young man's game. I think people are doubting you. Let's go head to head with Josh Allen. Because we bring you in here, we think we got a chance to go win the AFC East. That would be my pitch to Aaron Rodgers if I was Joe Douglas.
Let's stick in the AFC East. How about the Dolphins?
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You have two weapons. Two. Because when you were in Green Bay, you just had Devontae Adams, no one else. Now you just have Christian Watson, no one else. You've been looking for years for a stud and then someone to complement that stud. We have those two guys in Waddle being the second guy, Hill being the first guy, and oh yeah, by the way, we have an offensive-minded head coach that will cater to what you want to do. Oh, and probably the biggest part of this, by the way, Aaron, is you get to live in the warm weather of Miami. You get to be down on South Beach in Florida. And when you get a little bit older, you don't want to deal with the 2 degrees of the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Come to Miami. These are where stars come to play. Aaron Rodgers, you are a star.
Let's move to the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans.
Now, can I just speak out of character here for a second?
So you are, okay, sure.
This is like off the record. This is a tough sell. This is a really tough sell.
This is like in the green room beforehand. We're trying to work our pitch. This is tough.
We got to work on the PowerPoint slide.
PowerPoint
slide 3 needs some work. Looks like a 2-year-old created this. Hey, here's my pitch, Aaron. We got Mike Vrabel. Finds a way to just win with less. We got Derrick Henry. When healthy, the best back in football. And we're going to be aggressive this free agency. We're going to go trade for DeAndre Hopkins. We got a young receiver that we just drafted a year ago, Treylon Burks, in the first round. And we're in a division that stinks. Other than the Jaguars, there's no threats in this division. And we think with you, we almost got to the playoffs last year with no one, with Joshua Dobbs as our third string, who ended up being the starting quarterback, who's off a practice squad like 10 days before we had to start him. We bring you in here, you're the missing piece. You are the missing piece to get us back to winning this division. And maybe even taking it a step further. You know, not that long ago, we were in the AFC title game. Not that long ago. You get us back to that spot. And if we have you, you'll find a way to come through. Even though, Aaron, you usually lose those NFC title games. But we'll ignore that. Okay, go ahead.
And as Colton astutely pointed out, can live in his own house that he built in Nashville. So there you go, home cooking.
He has a house in Nashville?
House in Nashville.
Look at that. I didn't know that. Oh, now that you said that, I vaguely remember we talking about this last year.
Yes.
That he has a house in Nashville. Did he make that? Did he build that house with the witch that he used to date? Right? Didn't Rodgers
date a witch? Shailene Woodley is the one that he was with when this house was going up.
Does he still have the house then?
From what I've seen lastly, I think so.
Okay.
So you can live in the house more than just, I don't know, a few months out of the year.
Shailene Woodley, when they broke up, was that the one last year where he was doing McAfee and there was like a woman's voice in the background and they were like, oh, maybe that's still Shailene? Wasn't that her?
I don't know if it was ever confirmed, but that was a rumor.
That was a rumor that it was her, that maybe they were getting back
together.
Very
recently, and that clearly is not the case because he's had, what, 2 other girlfriends since? So,
well, the witch is now long out of the picture.
Yes, Blue or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now it's the Milwaukee Bucks owner's daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, yes.
So Aaron's doing all right for himself.
A little bit of an age difference there.
Oh, really? How young is she?
I have to look it up, but I think there's like a solid 15 years between the two.
Oof.
Go ahead.
Well, good for Aaron Rodgers then. All right, move on to the next team. Let's go to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, this is easy. We got Devontae Adams. That's your guy. You get Devontae back. Maybe Darren Waller stays. We'll franchise tag Josh Jacobs. That's the pitch. And also, we have this offensive mind that hot take Hickey absolutely loves in Josh McDaniels.
I would leave that part out if you want to get Aaron Rodgers to Vegas. Me and I chase him away.
I don't know. I could see Josh McDaniels and Aaron Rodgers like kind of hitting it off.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because here's why. Rodgers is usually a contrarian. So if a lot of people don't like Josh McDaniels, I do think Rodgers would say, okay, I'll go on my island and I'll see why people don't like him and I'll find a way to like him.
But also we know Rodgers loves deflecting blame, and according to at least reports coming out of Vegas, one of the reasons why Derek Carr is out of there is because he felt that Josh McDaniels blamed him too much. So now if we're sitting in a film session and Josh says, Aaron, you missed a throw.
Yeah, Derek Carr's also a little soft. Like, Rodgers can take the criticism. I don't think Derek Carr can.
Can he, though?
I think he can. Because he'll just, he always makes the criticism. He always listens to it. He's like, okay. And he knows he's above it. So he'll give you that, like, smug look about it. Where it may affect him, but he survives the criticism a little bit. Mallory Edens, by the way, she's 26 years old. Aaron Rodgers is 39.
That is two people with their lives in, let's say, different places.
You know what? If you see the way that Mallory looks.
Oh, I could imagine. I could imagine.
This is coming from a 28-year-old, but if I was you know, 39 years old, about to be 40, I would have no problem with that.
Good for Aaron Rodgers. All right, so we know the Packers, at least reportedly, would never trade him to the NFC, but let's have a little fun here. If you are the GM of the Commanders, what is your pitch to Aaron Rodgers to get you to come to Washington?
I actually think this is a great destination. I do. Hey, we got Daniel Snyder almost out the door. So there you go. I don't know. Maybe Rodgers likes Daniel Snyder. I have no clue. We have a young core of guys on the offensive side of the ball. You got scary Terry McLaurin. You got Jahan Dotson. You got Brian Robinson Jr., who's going to join us coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific on the Zach Gelb Show. And we got a front seven on the defensive side of the ball that is really damn good. I think the Commanders would be, and I said this last year, be a wonderful destination. Wonderful for Aaron Rodgers. Just looking at the way that roster has been built.
If you are Mickey Loomis, GM of the New Orleans Saints, what is your pitch to get Aaron Rodgers to NOLA?
Very simple. We're going to get rid of Dennis Allen. We're going to call Sean Payton. And we're going to tell Sean we're about to pull off this trade, which I don't think would happen. I don't think the Packers would trade with the Saints. I think if they're going to trade him inside the NFC, which is unlikely, it would be to the Commanders. But I do think the pitch would be we're firing Dennis. We're bringing in Sean and Aaron for the next 2-3 years, however long you want to play. That's the pitch. And you get to live in New Orleans and just eat gumbo and get to devour some beignets at Café Du Monde and have some po' boys. I think there's also a food pitch there for Rodgers.
Is he a foodie, you think? I don't know.
Who knows? He probably eats some bizarre stuff.
That's also very true. All right, lastly here, Tom Brady.
You could have a good Pancha Karma cleanse on Bourbon Street, I'm sure.
Minus the enema. That's for sure.
Well, there's a lot of throw up all over Bourbon Street, so I'm sure Rodgers could be fine.
He'll be right at home for sure. If Tom Brady leaves, and you're Jason Light, GM of the Buccaneers, what is your pitch to get Rodgers to replace Tom Brady in Tampa?
Aaron, you lost to us in the NFC title game. If you had Mike Evans, if you had Chris Godwin, and you had some of the names on our defense, you would not have lost to us. Right? That was the difference. Our roster was better constructed than your roster. And not that I believe this, but I'm playing the role of being Jason Light. We think you and Tom are very similar. And if I'm being honest with you, since Tom's leaving, maybe you're even better. So let's come bring you into Tampa. So that would be my pitch. Now, by the way, I do not think Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, Zach Gelb talking. I almost had to wash my mouth out with soap. Ugh. Anyway, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We will take a break. Sauce Gardner from the JTS Jets joins us next.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey, and Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
Gets it to McCaffrey, up the middle into the end zone!
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in!
Touchdown, Chiefs!
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
Gets it to McCaffrey, up the middle into the end zone!
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in!
Touchdown, Chiefs!
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
We continue. It is The Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us, he's a man that was a first-team All-Pro this year, a Pro Bowler as well as a rookie, and he plays for the New York Jets. That, of course, is Sauce Gardner joining us on The Zach Gelb Show nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. Sauce, how you been?
I've been very well, man. Appreciate you for having me. How you been?
Well, I've been fantastic, and congratulations on what was a phenomenal rookie season. When you look back at it now, Just what stands out, and how do you describe what you did on the football field this year?
You know, a lot stands out, just being able to go out there week in, week out, and just compete against elite receivers. You know, so, you know, that's the main thing. My coach is trusting me enough to put me on those type of guys. And, you know, when I watch the film, I criticize myself a lot. So, you know, it's a lot more plays out there that I could have had. You know what I mean? So that's the way I'm going to look at it. And, all the plays I could have had, I'm going to take them with me during this offseason. I'm going to work on everything that I need to work on to get better.
Well, we know you're a star, and you also have a great personality. And something that I love about your game is the confidence you play with. Where does that confidence come from?
I would probably say it's probably a Detroit thing. You know, a lot of my guys that I got from Detroit, you know, they all play football, and they always match my energy when it comes to the confidence. You know, just growing up, being the smallest one. You know, before I hit a growth spurt, I was extremely small. 10th grade, I was probably like 5'8". You know what I mean? 5'8", 130. I was real, real small. And, you know, I always got counted out, you know, because of that. So I would just say, man, just all of that stuff, you know, it played a huge role in where I'm at now and my work ethic and everything like that. Because I love getting doubted, hated on, counted out. Man, it just pushed me.
When did you realize, because you were a three-star recruit when you elected to commit to Cincinnati, and we know you ended up being the fourth overall pick in the draft, and we just talked about the credentials you had in your rookie season. When did you start to realize that you were elite and that you were really overlooked almost your entire life?
I would probably say – I kind of want to say my freshman year in college. Just like I just had a pretty good rookie season. You know, when I first got in college, I had a pretty good freshman year as well. So I went against a lot of good guys. Like, I went against Gabe Davis against UCF. Like, he was that dude for sure. And, you know, I was with him the whole way. So, you know, just me, that boosted my confidence even more, you know, going against somebody that I know is going to play on Sundays, even though I got a little ways to go. But I knew he was going to go early, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I went to Temple, so I know the American Athletic Conference pretty damn well. That's one underrated conference. They produced a lot of stars in this league.
No, definitely, man. I agree. You know, it's not even just Cincinnati. Like you said, it's tons of teams. Temple, Memphis, UCF, man, everybody, you know, in the conference. So, it's definitely an underrated conference. A lot of talent, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I loved also Sauce Gardner when you were walking out of Lambeau Field with the cheese head on your head. That was just an awesome moment this year. How'd that come about? You just see it in the stands and you grabbed it?
Yeah, that was one of them things, man, just going with the flow. You know, one of the Jets fans gave it to me, so I'm guessing they probably grabbed it from a Packers fan or something like that. You know what I mean? So, man, it felt mint. You know, when I put it on my head, it was just – the vibes were just crazy. You know what I mean? And I had seen somebody else, I think it was a corner from Washington, had one on. I just naturally start trends, you know?
Sauce Gardner here with us on behalf of Panini. We'll talk about Panini in just a moment. What's your favorite moment from your rookie season when you look back at it?
You like talking about like a favorite game or favorite like moment in general? Like, because I had a lot of moments just being able to just go out there on the field, you know, week in and week out, you know, with the defense, dominate, not even just defense, but the whole team. But, like, when I step on that field with the rest of the defense, man, like, we click in so much, man. It's just crazy. The vibes is crazy. It feel like it's really a movie. Like, we giving it our all for the man next to us. So, you know, that's one of the main things, like, just being able to experience everything with my teammates and have a lot of great guys around me to make, you know, me feel better.
Talking to Sauce Gardner, there's a lot of speculation about who's going to be playing quarterback for the Jets next year. A lot of rumors, especially with the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett today, that maybe a trade could get done for Aaron Rodgers. Let's just say this offseason, you get an alert on your phone that the Jets traded for Aaron Rodgers. How would you react to that?
I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, you know. That is what it is. That speaks for itself. You know what I mean? But my job is to focus on my job, you know, in the defense. You know, I don't really focus on what the offense got going on too much, and it's been like that all year, you know what I mean? So I just focus on the defense. They focus on me, you know, because I'm the rookie, but I'm not a rookie anymore. But, you know, we just focus on each other on the defense, and we let the offense and the coaches handle what the offense got to handle.
If Rodgers hit you up and said, why should I join the Jets, what would you say?
So, you got a good defense. That's it. I don't know.
Do you think you could win a Super Bowl if you guys get Rodgers?
We can win a Super Bowl whenever. You know, I feel like if it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl, it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl. I know, like I said, I know on the defense we're going to do what we got to do.
I know that Zach Wilson has been a big topic of conversation as well. I saw something last night about you playing Madden and having Mike White over Zach Wilson. What was going on there? Because everything makes a news story these days.
Man, I did not expect that to make a story. Like, that was my first time playing Madden. And Mike was in. I didn't pay any attention to who was in. You know what I mean? Mike was in. If Zach was in, I would have kept Zach in. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing like that. I rock with Zach. He a great teammate, great player. He got a lot of talent, a lot of potential. You know what I mean? So, you know, I rock with Zach, man. We chop it up. We chop it up every time we see each other. You know, he's just a great person to be around, and he, you know, he have a lot of knowledge. He's given me a lot of knowledge, you know, since I first stepped in the building. I try to do the same thing for him, you know, when he was going through a lot of adversity, you know, because I know if it was me, I know he'd have my back, you know, at all times. So it wasn't nothing like that. You know, I wasn't thinking of the quarterbacks. Like, literally, y'all know y'all think about the media think about the quarterback and talk about the quarterback situation way more than the players do, especially the defense. So I just got on the game, and I'm just thinking about what targets I'm going to throw to. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. Like, I'm just thinking about who I'm going to throw to. And that's why when I threw the touchdown to Tyler Conklin on that play, you know, it was just great. And I was just giving my praise to Tyler Conklin. I didn't even know who was that quarterback.
So each and every day, and maybe this is just the nature of the beast of the offseason, you see rumors of Brady, Rodgers, Lamar, Derek Carr, Jimmy G to the Jets. You don't get all caught up in that stuff? You don't pay attention to that?
No chance. You know, the coaches get paid. They're going to have the best person. They got the best person there at the quarterback job. Whether it's Zach, whether it's Mike, you know, no matter who it is, they do a good job at what they do. You know what I mean? And I know they're going to make the best decision for the team.
What do you like the most about Robert Saleh? How do you look back on your first year with him as the head coach?
I mean, he's from Michigan, so I'm from Detroit. We clicked, like, as soon as we got on the phone. As soon as we seen each other, we clicked. So, yeah, he bring that energy. You know, you make a play, it's like you look at him, it looks like he ready to make a play. He ready to tackle somebody. So, you know, just having a coach like that, especially a defensive head coach who got the energy, who knows so much about football, especially defense, man. It's great, man. I feel like I've always had a defensive head coach from high school to college and now the NFL. So I feel like that's what I'm best at.
Sauce Gardner, tell me about the work that you're doing today with Panini.
I'm up here signing some trading cards with the rest of the rookies, man. It's just a great environment, great vibes, you know. Everybody here with Panini, you know, is great people, man. Anytime I could do something with Panini, you know, I make sure I do it, man, because it's great to be around them. And it's great to make this happen, especially for the collectors. You know, I'm one of them guys that try to, you know, get here early so that way I can knock all the cars out. You know, I know it's a lot of people trying to collect the cars, so I feel like it's not only on me. I got to do it for them as well. So, yeah.
Who was your favorite football player, a few of them, growing up as a kid? Like, who did you look up to?
Chad Ochocinco, easily. That was my guy. I was always watching him on YouTube. I used to love eating McDonald's.
You know? He loves McDonald's.
I'm not saying I used to get his exact meal. But like, I was always one of them guys, go to the McDonald's, get a McChicken, some fries, and a strawberry milkshake every single time. You know what I mean? I used to kind of be just like him. Like, it's crazy. Like, I wish I could rewind and just record it and show you. Like, it was crazy.
His celebrations were the best. They were great. With the pylon, using it as a putter, the Hall of Fame jacket. He was an elite football player and a great entertainer.
No, definitely, man. I agree. You know, but his trash talking was unmatched.
Yeah.
He is one of them guys. He telling you the route. He telling you stuff to tempt you, like, I'm working, what you doing? like little stuff like that. I used to watch that every day, and every time I seen him on the YouTube video when he was at a field and saying he working what I'm doing, I'm like, he really talking to me right now. You know, I get up and go put some work in. So, yeah, man, he was very inspirational, you know, little do we know.
If you guys were both lined up at the 10-yard line and you have 10 reps up against Chad Ochocinco, how many touchdowns is he scoring up against you?
Man, I already talked about it before I got drafted. Or it was after I got drafted. I tried to tell him. I'm like, man, we lined up. He told me he don't play receiver no more. He a DB. He's a DB, man.
Well, Sauce, heck of a rookie season. Once again, you can get NFL trading cards at Walmart, Target, and hobby stores nationwide. And you could also start collecting your favorite NFL rookies as NFTs on the Panini America platform at paniniamerica.net. He's Sauce Gardner of the Jets. Sauce, just real quickly, any last prediction on who's starting at quarterback for the Jets this year? I got to ask it one more time.
No, I don't have a prediction.
It's all good, Sauce. Hey, appreciate the time. Good luck coming up in year number two. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey, and Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone!
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in!
Touchdown, Chiefs!
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games, streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone!
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in!
Touchdown, Chiefs!
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices as well as on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. This NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free, all on the road to Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, and it's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So I was reading here a little while ago that Dan Quinn, according to Tom Pelissero, informed interested teams that he is staying in Dallas per sources. Quinn was a top candidate for the Cardinals head coaching job and also interviewed with the Colts and Broncos, but his heart is in Dallas and he wants to win a Super Bowl there. There's a lot going on in that BS meter, Hickey, if you ask me. Now, the question is just what side of the BS meter do you want to go on? Because there could be one side of the BS meter that states he wasn't getting any of those jobs. This is him realizing and being cognizant of the fact that he wasn't getting any of those jobs. So he thought it would be less embarrassing if he just took his name out of the running compared to it coming out that the Cardinals, the Colts, and the Broncos weren't going to hire him for the Broncos, which would have been in back-to-back seasons consecutive years. Or there could be a conspiracy theory that maybe he kind of realizes him and Jerry Jones seem to have a very good relationship. If things don't work out well, for Mike McCarthy this year, where they lose early in the playoffs once again, if it's a little nudge, nudge, wink, wink, or maybe there's even been some conversations, maybe Dan Quinn thinks he not only has the inside track, he will be the person that replaces Mike McCarthy if, in fact, Mike McCarthy does get fired at the end of next season. So which theory do you think it is more likely? There wasn't actually the teams that were interested were going to hire Dan Quinn, or maybe this is Dan Quinn realizing, yeah, I'd rather be the coach of the Cowboys if that opportunity presents itself next year, which it probably will.
I will say it's option number one, the fact that the teams weren't going to hire him, and in order to kind of save face, he is withdrawing from consideration before he could be told no.
Now, I will say this. I don't know who Dan Quinn's agent is, but whoever is the agent for Dan Quinn deserves a bigger cut than whatever he's getting, the
100%.
The typical 10% or whatever it may be on the contracts. You look at the last 2 years, more so last year than this year. Now, it was only five jobs this year. But last year, it seemed as if he was not only a name, but a hot name on the coaching carousel, like one of the top names of the coaching carousel. And when you do have 10 jobs, like when you have only five jobs available, it's possible that you could be a hot name and not get a job. But when there's 10 jobs available last year, and he goes back to Dallas and, oh yeah, I want to stay with the Cowboys, I love this team so much, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, we saw that that was really something that I didn't believe. This year, I tend to believe it a little bit more, but I have to go off recent history, which it happened last year when there was double the amount of jobs available. So I think that it may be a mixture of both in the answer, but if I had to lean one way or another, Hickey, I would be in agreement with you that this is more of the agent work, getting the name out there, getting the interviews, getting him in the building. But then people, whether this is true or not, the Cardinals, the Colts, and the Broncos, they probably look at him and go, yeah, he's solid. You know, he's a fine football coach. You know, did a very nice job in Arizona and then kind of was there for 2 years too late. But I don't think Dan Quinn as a head coach, similarly to Frank Reich, kind of. And Dan Quinn accomplished more as a head coach than Frank Reich did. But I think it's just one of those names where it's like, okay, you hire him. Eh, fine. Like, it's a safe hire. I don't think either ever take you to these great levels. Maybe more so Dan Quinn than Frank Reich. But I don't think either of those hires. And we know Frank already got the Panthers job, and now Dan Quinn is going back to be the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. I don't think either Dan Quinn or Frank Reich, if you're elected to hire them as a head coach, makes you say, like, okay, yeah, we definitely got our coach for the future. This is our guy. He's going to be wonderful, and we're definitely going to go win the Super Bowl.
For Dan Quinn 2 years in a row to pull the same shenanigans, like, if you actually wanted to stay in Dallas, I don't think then you're looking for head coaching jobs this year after he was in there last year and looked around and then withdrew his name. So why then, if you don't really want to leave, you know the jobs that are out there, and again, you look at this crop of jobs compared to last year's crop of jobs, way different and way more attractive and obviously more plentiful openings last year compared to this year, truly want to stay in your heart was truly in Dallas, why even go to the point where you're going to get second interviews with, what, three teams, right? It was the Cardinals, it was the Broncos, and the Colts at least.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going through all these measures for, and then all of a sudden you're going to withdraw beforehand? I just think at this point, it just seems like he's, like I said, trying to save face. And it's like, now here we go again of, oh, he'll be another hot candidate next year. Why? You go through these two hoops this year.
Oh, here's the difference.
Why?
I won't believe it next year. He takes an interview. To me, I don't buy it, barring the potential scenario that there's like 10 jobs available next year and he just falls into one, like the 9th or 10th job on the market, and he wants to be a head coach again. The only way I believe he'll be right now, like the only legit way I think he's a head coach next year, would be if Dallas moves on from McCarthy and he gets the Cowboys job.
He kind of falls in the same category to me as Eric Bieniemy. Just like we hear the name over and over and over again, and I'm not going to believe they're going to get a head coaching job until it actually happens.
I think they're just different because Quinn already had a head coaching job in this league. Explain the Bieniemy point.
Just the last 2 years, we've been talking about Dan Quinn, hot head coaching candidate. He's going to get a job. Last year, he withdrew. This year, we know he withdrew. But it's one of those things when you go into the cycle saying, oh, he's definitely going to get a job. Doesn't happen.
Okay.
So now I'm saying like next
year.
To
that regard, yes.
Like, going forward, like I'm not going to believe he's going to be a head coach again until it actually is announced.
Okay.
And he's officially at the press conference talking about the new
gotcha.
Team that he's coaching Because now it's like you said, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on, or fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm not getting fooled again. I'm not going to believe in Dan Quinn's hot coaching candidate are going to be getting all these interviews and going to get a job next year. In the last 2 years, we thought that, rightfully so, and now it's like 2 years ago, the same thing happens.
Gotcha. So on that point, it makes sense. Bienemy, he's not even really been talked about in this coaching cycle, other than Indianapolis, right?
I think they're the only one off the top of my head, I believe, that has given him an interview.
And I don't know about you. Last year, going into that coaching cycle, I did not think it was likely, not saying he shouldn't, but I did not think it was likely Bienemy was going to get a job, because I already reached that point of every year we talk about this guy getting a job as a head coach and he never gets this job. And people were talking about a few years ago, maybe him have to take the head football coaching job at Colorado and going to college and things like that. I know that there were 10 jobs available last year, but I was not optimistic that Bienemy, who should have gotten a job, was not going to get a job, because it's like the same thing each and every year. Until that guy gets a job as a head coach, I'm not believing that he's going to be a head coach. And that's where I think a lot of people started to realize it last year. And this year, he's barely even been talked about. So maybe you're right. And I think there's been more attention to Bienemy. You know, I thought
it also lasted longer.
Yes,
you know?
I also thought Bienemy was perceived to be a hotter candidate than Dan Quinn ever was. But if you look at the interviews, Dan Quinn gets three interviews when there's five jobs on the market. And for the second year in a row, you go back to the Cowboys. It makes me think that you're probably right that you're not going to be a head coach again, even though he has the resume to suggest that he should be a head coach again. But I'll once again say it. If he's going to be head coach again, I think that his best shot would be Dallas. But once again, if you are right, which I do tend to agree with you when we talk this out, that he keeps on going back to Dallas and saying how much he loves Dallas, how much is the offer actually, whether it's on the table or not, but maybe suggested? Because you do hear some of those rumors and some of those rumblings that they love Dan Quinn so much. Like, we talked about this for the start of the season. Maybe they would just promote Quinn after the season and get rid of McCarthy. But how factual is that? If he's been this hot candidate last year and then somewhat of a candidate this year, and he keeps on going back to Dallas because he's not actually getting an offer these jobs.
And I will say, I forget who we had on from Dallas, but like, they were right, and it's a good point. Jerry Jones is perceived to be this guy who's kind of like, you know, just free, like George Steinbrenner, just firing everyone left and right.
Oh, it was
It R.J. Choppy?
I think it was, no, was it
Drew Pearson?
It was Drew Pearson. Because Drew Pearson was the one that said, I don't think McCarthy's getting fired. And that was going into the Buccaneers game.
Right. So this was even before the playoffs started. And he had a good point. Like, Jerry Jones really does, for the most part, give coaches a long leash.
His guys.
Right. So if you're Dan Quinn, and maybe you're thinking, oh, like, I'm going to get the job eventually when Mike McCarthy's fired. Like, if that truly is your motivation, let's say we're both wrong, and he's just kind of maybe trying to just, like, get the waters warm so Jerry just feels more and more of a need to, you know, promote him to head coach. There's not a big track record of Jerry Jones going to move off of Mike McCarthy anytime soon to promote Dan Quinn.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't know the history with all those other times, with all those other years, how many staff changes had to be made, but weren't there six staff changes made today with the Dallas Cowboys?
There were six staff changes, yep.
Does that maybe suggest that this is the last chance, the last stand for McCarthy, since if you're going to bring the guy back, that's one thing, but then you make him change his staff and six people off his staff, is that kind of a warning sign that this is the last attempt, you better go further next year?
I mean, if it's up to me, if you're going to get rid of six guys, just get rid of everyone and start over. But I would agree, and yes, that should be. But also at the same time, how many times do we say this is Jason Garrett's last stand? I know there's a little bit of a closer relationship there than Mike McCarthy. And you
the
said
clapper.
Right, the clapper. But it's like, he got 10 years. And it's like, we probably said it for 5 years if we had the show back, you know, the whole time Jason Garrett was there. This is the last year. This is Jason Garrett's last stand. It's NFC title game or bust. It's Super Bowl or bust. And then he's back there after a 9-7 year. So if you're Dan Quinn and you're holding out hope for the Cowboys job, open it up. Maybe wait in a while.
I've been disappointed with Jason Garrett this year. Very disappointed.
On TV? Really?
No.
As advertised.
It's not just TV, even though he has those creepy stares into the cameras.
Yeah.
I've tried to get him on a bunch on this show. I've texted him a bunch.
Really?
Yeah. Never even got back once.
Wow. Right. Ignore, huh?
Maybe
right to the read.
Maybe I should do the voice notes and just start clapping. Come on, Jason. Send
that's
a text
like
back,
his calling
Jason.
Card. That'll
come on,
do it
Jason.
For you.
I even dropped the Princeton line because he used to be the Princeton quarterback. I was like, oh, my first job out of college was I did a Princeton football coaches show with your former center, Bob Cerace. Nothing. Wow. Nothing. I thought we were in after I dropped the Princeton line. It's all right. It's all right. News brief next. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games. Streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in.
Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games. Streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in.
Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games. Streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open, Ja'Marr Chase takes it in.
Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Some folks don't stop searching till they find the truth. If you've got a detective's eye, June's Journey is the game for you. Play as June Parker in a gripping murder mystery as you find hidden objects to help solve her sister's death. You'll hunt for clues in hundreds of beautifully illustrated scenes set in the roaring 20s. New chapters are added weekly. Find your first clue by downloading June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices as well as on PC through Facebook Games.